Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Zarek Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast episode number 140, being recorded on the very late hour of April 30th, 2008. We have about 15 minutes left in our day, and I'm podcasting from Washington, D.C., and I wanted to podcast before I went to bed tonight because it's been a little bit of an incredible day today, one that I'll probably tell my kids about and remember for quite a while, so I just kind of wanted to capture that. And I wanted my students back in Liberty, Missouri, to be able to listen to this in school on Thursday. So I'm podcasting so they can also kind of share in the experience. Well, I'm currently serving as the 2008 Missouri Teacher of the Year. And to be honest, when they first told me that I was going to be honored with the Missouri Teacher of the Year recognition, one of the first things that came to mind was, oh my gosh, this means that I'll potentially meet the President of the United States. Because I had known from seeing information about the program that the Teachers of the Year usually get to talk with the president and get a picture taken with the president in the Oval Office. So from the very moment that I found out that I was the Teacher of the Year for this year back in the fall of 2007, I thought, wow, that'd be pretty incredible to get to meet the president. And today that happened. So not every day that you get to wake up in the morning and say, wow, I'm going to be in the Oval Office. I'm going to meet the man that's probably the most powerful man on the entire planet. So just wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about what that experience was and, both capture it for the podcast and share it with you. It'll be a little bit different podcast than some of the typical podcasts that I do. But like I said, I wanted to share with my students and I wanted to capture it before I left today. So talk a little bit about what I did this morning. We got together and we left the hotel, all the Teachers of the Year, at about 9 o'clock and went over to the White House. And we'd all had to give security clearance and stuff ahead of time, so they knew where we were going. And I was able to bring one guest, and of course the one guest that I selected was my wife, Jamie Langhorst. And so they went in a separate car, and we came in two different buses. And went into the White House and went through security, had to be patted down and metal detector and all the typical things that you'd expect for the White House. And then we waited in the Roosevelt Room. So they walked us into the White House and we sat in the Roosevelt Room or stood in the Roosevelt Room. And I looked up the Roosevelt Room a little bit ahead of time. So I knew that it was very influential in both the presidencies of the Roosevelts, both Teddy Roosevelt and FDR. And in fact, FDR actually called it the fish room because he brought an aquarium in and he had all kinds of fish that he had caught. And then Kennedy also put a swordfish on the wall. And so it was kind of reclaimed as the fish room during JFK's presidency as well. But very neat room. There's a couple paintings in there. One is a painting of Teddy Roosevelt. And the cool thing about the painting is it changes according to what political party is in office. So, for example, when a Republican is in office, they typically have the one of Teddy Roosevelt. And then when a Democrat is in the office, they usually have the picture of FDR. And currently, they have the one of Teddy Roosevelt. And back when Clinton was in office, even though he was a Democrat, he also had the picture of the Rough Rider, Teddy Roosevelt, up above the mantle as well. So very cool room. It's got a Nobel Prize in it. The Nobel Prize was given to Teddy Roosevelt back in 1906. He was the first American to win the Nobel Prize. And so anyway, we're in the Roosevelt Room. There's actually 56 of us, I believe 56, 55 or 56, because in addition to each state, they also have some of the territories and different things like that. So there's about 55, 56 of us in the room, and we're in alphabetical order, and we're basically just kind of waiting, and it's just the buildup was pretty cool because you're in there and you know that you're in a matter of, a half hour or so, meeting the President of the United States. And the Oval Office is right next to the Roosevelt Room. So we're kind of in a holding pattern there, and you know, the press people are coming around, making sure that we know what newspaper the different information will be sent to and things like that. And then finally we get to go into the Oval Office. And we're according to state alphabetically, and so once we get to right before the Oval Office, we can see about three or four people ahead. And I got to tell you, I wasn't really nervous. It was just kind of an anxious feeling. And then once you get to the point where you can actually look into the Oval Office, and you're about probably four or five people away from actually going in and shaking his hand and stuff, the first time you see President Bush, it's like, oh my gosh, this is real. This isn't a movie. I mean, this is actually going to happen. And in talking to different teachers throughout the afternoon and this evening and stuff, everybody kind of had that same feeling. So it's kind of neat. We got to see the people ahead of us going through and that kind of stuff. And we were told that we could expect maybe to possibly shake his hand. It kind of depended upon whether or not he extended his hand. And we had seen some pictures from the previous year's Teachers of the Year. And typically they were standing very formally next to the president. And in years past, it's been President Bush and his wife. And his wife is actually on the road promoting the new book on literacy. In fact, she was in Kansas City the day before. So she was not able to attend. So it was President Bush, and then also Education Secretary Margaret Spellings was in the Oval Office as well. So as we get in the Oval Office, I was amazed right away at how casual President Bush was. And he was, you know, shaking everybody's hand really enthusiastically. He'd ask you where you're from, and, you know, you might have a little story or a quip about where you're from and stuff. And everybody, as they were taking the picture, was getting, you know, extremely close to President Bush. Like, he'd put his arm around people, and you know, he was right next to him. And so as this is happening, you kind of almost are like on deck. So like, you're in line, and then they move you over to the side, and then as the time comes for you to come up and take the picture, then they announce who you are. And so when they announced who I was, they said, you know, Eric Langhorst from Missouri. And so then President Bush, of course, says, you know, where are you from? You know, what city are you from in Missouri? And I said, Liberty. I said Truman Territory, or Truman Country, I guess is what I actually said, because I know he's kind of a big fan of Truman. In fact, part of the stuff that he decided to put in the Oval Office was dependent upon Truman and things like that. And so I said Truman Country, and so then we took the picture, and I really didn't know exactly where to stand, because he was, like, you know, very close to me, and I guess I could have put my arm around him, but I didn't. I thought that'd be a little bit weird to put my arm around the President of the United States. So we look into the camera, and we were told ahead of time, you know, you basically are going to get one take at this. They're going to take your picture with the president, and they don't really care what you look like. They care about what the president looks like. So, you know, just try and look natural and smile. And so they took the picture, and then I said, thank you very much, Mr. President, for sharing the day with us and allowing us to be here. And he said, well, thanks. Thanks for what you do for America, and congratulations. And so then I turned, and Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings was there, and shook her hand, and then walked out of the Oval Office. And then they didn't really tell us exactly what was going to happen as we left the Oval Office. We knew that we were going to go out to a ceremony in the Rose Garden where our guests were waiting and members of the media and stuff. But then as they walk you out, a Marine announced your name and state. So they said, you know, from Missouri, Eric Langhorst. And all of a sudden you walk out into this bright sunlight, and everybody's standing there, and people are clapping, and you walk down this little stage. And that was kind of overwhelming, and a lot of us didn't know that was going to happen. In fact, almost all of us didn't know it was going to happen. So we walked down, and then we sat on some folding chairs in front of a podium that was right outside the Oval Office, right in the Rose Garden. And we waited there as each person came out. And I was about in the middle of the alphabetical list, so I was able to see quite a few people come out. And it was kind of neat to see people as they came out and what their reaction was when people started to applaud and they were announced and things. And I was pretty close. I was right on the end of one of the aisles. So imagine there's two aisles in front of a podium and a short little stage. And I'm right on the right-hand side on the aisle. So I'm pretty close to the president. In fact, I'm about two or three rows from the front, and I'm right on the aisle. So I've got my camera, and I can take pictures and things. And so we're all waiting. And then they finally come out with the finalists, or the last ones to come out. And then the Teacher of the Year comes out along with President Bush. And the Teacher of the Year that will be representing all of us as teachers for the next year is the teacher from Oregon. His name is Michael Geisen, and he's a 7th grade science teacher, great sense of humor, thinks very much outside of the box. In some point in the future, I hope to maybe talk to him a little bit on the podcast and things, but a great representative and somebody that I think as he travels across the country, everybody's going to get to see an amazing speaker and a great teacher and find out some of the things that he does in his classroom that makes things fun. So the president comes out with Mike, and the president gives some remarks and did a really nice job of, you know, keeping it very light and talking about the role of teachers. And then Michael spoke, and the whole ceremony probably lasted about a half an hour. And then after that, we were able to kind of mill around a little bit, and my wife and I got some pictures with the kind of the Rose Garden in the background. And I'm going to post some of those pictures to the website. So if you want to check those pictures out, it'll be at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and it'll be along with the podcast here with the direct link and everything. So we were able to kind of mill around a little bit, and then we kind of slowly left the grounds. We were able to walk along the back side of the White House and saw the amazing view that the president has outside his house, where you can see the Washington Monument, Jefferson Memorial, just incredible view. I took a couple pictures of that. Everything was extremely green. I guess I should mention the weather was perfect. Everybody was wearing ties and, you know, suits and all that kind of stuff, obviously. It was like about 60 degrees, light breeze, you know, a lot of sun and stuff, and so just perfect. I mean, there's like birds chirping in the trees and stuff, and there's like butterflies flying around, and I mean, it was just absolutely perfect as far as weather goes. So anyway, my wife and I, we kind of like leave the grounds, and we're kind of walking out and stuff, and we're taking pictures and things, and we were actually one of seven different things there that day. Actually, the Prime Minister of Ireland was there today, and then also the Super Bowl champions, the New York Giants, and we didn't see either of those groups, so they kind of staggered them out and things, but it was kind of neat to know that on that day the Giants were there, and, you know, all those guys were standing in basically the same place. So so we left that, and then we had the afternoon to ourselves, and my family and I went over to Union Station and just kind of bummed around a little bit and talked to some of the people from the Cable in the Classroom office over by Union Station and stuff. But just, you know, overall, a pretty incredible day. And, you know, everybody kind of had their own impression of what was going to happen before and, you know, what actually happened when we were in the Oval Office. And, you know, every single teacher that I've talked to this afternoon and tonight was just amazed at how informal it was and how the president was just kind of, you know, joking around. And, you know, I really thought it might be like basically 2 or 3 seconds. You stand next to the president, they take the picture, he says thanks, possibly, and then you move on. But everybody felt really, you know, enamored by the fact that the president was there and he's shaking your hand. And it was just a neat experience. One that, you know, I'm from a small town in Nebraska, 600 people. You know, if you'd have told me at some point growing up that I was eventually going to be able to meet the president in the Oval Office and shake his hand and, you know, there's no way I would have ever thought that would happen. So I know my teachers are listening, or my students are listening, and you know, just to kind of let them know, if somebody, again, somebody told me that in 8th grade, I'd have said you got to be crazy. But this whole journey has been an incredible experience. It continues to be an incredible experience, and you know, I just wanted to kind of sit down and share that with you. And I have no idea what the picture actually looks like with the president. I'm going to put up pictures right now that I took, but it'll be interesting to see what the picture looks like. Obviously, I'll probably, you know, have a picture of it put in my classroom or, you know, in my house or something. But I'm curious if, you know, I'm looking dorky on it, because I look dorky in a lot of different pictures. I think I look dorky in a lot of different pictures and stuff, but just a really, really cool experience, and one that I'll definitely treasure and hold dear for the rest of my life. So anyway, that is my my day at the Oval Office story, podcast 140. It is right now midnight as I'm looking at my watch. So my incredible day has just ended. And tomorrow we're going to go to the Smithsonian. They're going to do some stuff with us in different categories, and I'll probably do a podcast about that in the next couple of days. But just wanted to share what's happening. And to my students, you know, I'm going to come back with some stories and tell you about some cool stuff that happened while I'm here in D.C. And I appreciate you guys really giving me a lot of flexibility this year. I mean, you guys have been awesome. You haven't complained about me being gone. You haven't complained about the fact that, you know, our class is, you know, like a roller coaster. Sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not and stuff, and I really appreciate that, and that means a lot to me. So for Podcast 140, this is Eric Klinger signing off. If you want to email me, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Always appreciate emails, and I'm trying to get back to everybody that's emailed in. And you can also follow me on Twitter. Just do a search, and you'll find me on Twitter. So until next time, thanks for listening, and as always, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. From Washington, D.C., good night. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome. You can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys.